Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go. What's up, upstate South Carolina? Thursday, y'all. The Rob Brown Show is right here on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello! Good to be with you. I am Rob Brown. This is, of course, The Rob Brown Show. Excited for today. Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks for joining us and being a part of our day. Thank you for letting us be a part of yours. Busy day coming up on the program today. I got three different stories about Deshaun Watson coming up. I know a lot of you guys are watching very anxiously. Deshaun Watch 2021, bum, 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 is on. We're going to tell you what the latest breaking news out of H-Town is. We got NBA news. We've got all kinds of stuff to get into on the program today for the next 2 hours and 57 minutes. But before we do any of that, back to the palatial ESPN Upstate Studios we go and say hello to the gentleman in charge of the broadcast today. Switches, levers, knobs, and microphones all run through the great one, Lonzo, in charge of the broadcast. What's up, fella?
You know, it's cloudy outside, but the sun is shining bright in here. That's all I want to say.
You are such just the beacon of positivity in the upstate, Lonzo.
I try to be. I absolutely try to be.
When the chips are down, when the world feels like it's turned against you, when at every turn it's just more and more negativity, ladies and gentlemen, we lift our eyes to Lonzo for a light shining in the darkness. That's why he's the great one, folks. Just the epitome of a silver lining guy.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
That went from, like, seductive to creepy in three words.
That's because I got those kind of skills, yo.
I don't think being creepy is a skill you want to have unless you are a face paint wearing professional wrestler.
I will say that being creepy can be effective if you're trying to get through a crowd. I'm just saying.
Fair enough. Busy day on the show today. So how can I get in touch with the show, Rob? Well, I'm glad you asked. Hypothetical listener I made up for this exact situation. It's very simple to do so. The phone lines are open all day, every day. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. 71307. That is the number to text the radio broadcast today, 71307. And you want to put that number in the back pocket. You're going to want to pick that number in the back pocket because tomorrow on the show, tomorrow, I love you tomorrow. You're only a day away. Tomorrow on the show, we will be running another picks contest. I did one a couple of weeks ago where the winner was going to get three uninterrupted minutes on the show to talk about whatever it is that they want to talk about. And we had zero winners. I had about 46 guesses, and this actually kind of blew my mind, Lonzo. I don't think this has ever happened, even in places I've been broadcasting within a market that a game was on the schedule. We had like 45, 46 guesses in our picks contest for the national championship game a couple of weeks ago. You know how many people picked the Ohio State Buckeyes to beat the Clemson Tigers in the playoff weekend?
I'm guessing in this area that would be zero.
Literally zero. And in fairness, that includes me. I didn't pick him either. But we had a 40 to somewhere mid-40s.
There would have been one, but I had COVID.
True story. You weren't there. But you did go 2-0 that weekend. You did. Zero people picked Ohio State to knock off Clemson. So we're going to run it back. Tomorrow, I love you tomorrow, we are going to have you text in your picks. Text in your picks for the two conference championship games. Whoever gets the two games winners correct and is closest to the scores of both of them, next week on the show, we'll get three uninterrupted minutes on the Rob Brown Show as a prize to do with whatever they want to do. You can call in and run smack at any of the hosts or your rival fan base. You can call in and try to convince me that Cool Ranch Doritos are not the best Doritos, even though we all know that they are. You can call in and talk about the greatest food in the area or just laugh at your friends on the radio for 3 minutes. You can call in and break up with your significant other or call in and ask your significant other to marry you live on the airways of the Upstate. It is your 3 minutes to do with whatever you wish to do. That is going to be tomorrow. So make sure you tune in tomorrow for the Rob Brown Show from noon to 3 and have that text number saved in your phone at 71307 because tomorrow it is going to be your opportunity to win the ability to take over the Rob Brown Show for three uninterrupted minutes next week. And I think I regret that decision already, but we're going to find out next week.
Let me throw in a disclaimer. You know, I am the arbiter of FCC regulation. So, yeah, do everything that Rob said, but keep it clean.
Correct. That is exactly right. You do have to understand that the guardians of the airwaves, Lonzo, will still have full control over you. You know what the rules are. Don't give yourself 30 seconds and try to sneak a dirty word past Lonzo because he will dump you and then there go your 3 minutes. Let's rephrase that. You have 3 minutes to do with what you please within FCC guidelines. How's that? All right? Think that makes it easy. All right.
I and the company approve of what you just said.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Again, Lonzo is the guardian of the airwaves. He's like, I got to come up with a superhero name. It's like Drax the Destroyer. It would be Lonzo the Censorer. It's less intimidating, but I can make a cool logo out of it.
Yeah, and that makes it, you know, that's going against free speech. I would never do that. I'm just following regulations and trying to keep my job. That's all.
You are free from government prosecution. You are not free from Lonzo's dump button. I believe that's exactly what's written in the Constitution under the First Amendment.
I will say that I have dumped hosts and callers and guests alike. So, you know.
He is a cruel and vengeful dump button.
I'm
dump
an equal
button god.
Opportunity dumper. That's what I am.
Quote it. All right. 844-GSP ESPN's the number. Let's get into some sports, shall we? It's time for the lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you go start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the dog, whoever you spend your lunch break with. The National Basketball Association has been one of the most proactive entities in dealing with the coronavirus. Why? Well, they know it's very simple. If they don't keep this thing contained, they will be one of the most hard hit of the sports. Obviously, they are in closer contact more frequently than any other athletes in any other sport going right now. They are also, therefore, the most susceptible to the coronavirus spreading and challenging their roster. Remember, it was the NBA back in March of last year. By the way, Zoe, absolutely mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. That we are a touch over 11 months away from the point where Rudy Gobert tested positive in the NBA shutdown. It has been 11 months coming up in what? A week and 2 weeks? That's nuts. This pandemic's ridiculous. Anyway, because the NBA knows firsthand, they had the first suspension of games that really was the first domino to fall in the year without sports 2020. They are taking some big steps now in order to try to stop the spread within the NBA. The NHL has had around 10 games postponed in the last week due to COVID outbreaks. We know that college basketball has had a number of teams that have had issues with being able to play. South Carolina, I think, had 5 games that had to be moved or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Not a great look. So the NBA has reportedly decided to expand in-game security in an attempt to enforce coronavirus protocols designed to limit player contact before and after games. The league on Wednesday informed teams of the new measure amidst a series of virus outbreaks affecting several teams in recent weeks. That, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, the beefed-up safety plan calls for adding security teams to the midcourt area to, quote, dissuade violations, end quote. It was unclear whether casual player interactions such as pre- and post-game hugs, handshakes, and small talk played a role in any of the outbreaks, but the league has apparently observed players continuing to flout guidelines that were installed recently as the virus continues to wreak havoc in the U.S. and elsewhere. As well, the league memo reminded teams and players to remain on their half of the court during pregame and halftime warmups. The league this week announced 11 new positive cases of coronavirus out of 502 players tested. Wednesday's Portland-Memphis game was the latest postponement owing to positive tests, contact tracing, or teams having too few players to field a lineup. So the NBA says, we are done screwing around with this. We are going to add more security guards to the court in order to keep players away from each other outside of physical contact within the game. And I know a lot of people are going, well, wait a minute, Rob, they play each other. They're in contact with each other on the floor. How is this going to help? Well, look, it's just a matter of statistics. The less human contact, the less interaction there is, the harder it is for this virus to spread. So if you want the games and you also want to diminish the spread and the games have to get played, then you keep these guys as far apart from each other as you possibly can.
All right, all right. So this doesn't bother you at all, the fact that they're adding security to keep the players away from each other? So you're okay with some dude dressed up as a stormtrooper jumping in with a nightstick because someone wanted to shake the hand of another guy who they were just going up against and had his hand on him the entire time?
First off, Zoe, in what world does your average security guard jump around like an Arkham Asylum guard?
How are they going to dissuade them from doing
You're gonna
it?
You're going to put security guards.
Hey, stop that. Hey, you. Hey, Kyrie Irving. Don't touch him. Hey, LeBron. You're too close, LeBron.
That's exactly what they're going to do.
LeBron, I know you just posterized the guy and landed on his head, but you can't get too close to him now.
But again, it's and I get what you're saying, because on the surface, it does seem illogical when they are out there playing each other. But
what are the repercussions, and how are they going to enforce it? Now, I get the sentiment behind it. I get that. And I'm not trying to fight. I'm just trying. What are you going to do? Okay, so the added presence is going to stop it from happening? No, it's not. So is the security guard going to actually get physical with one of the players or two players because they got too close to each other? This is just, it's just window dressing, because what are you going to do to enforce it?
First off, I want to sarcastically thank you for sticking an Olivia Newton-John song in my head for the rest of the day. Let's get physical, physical. I want to get physical. Let's start getting physical.
Leg warmers are still awesome. That's what I say.
you put two or three guys on both sides of half court, and when players walk up, you say, nope, you can't cross here, and you make it a...
Are they going to be linked arm in arm like Red Rover?
Send LeBron on over?
Yeah.
Look, I don't know is the answer. I think that it's going to come to a point where the NFL is going to have to start lobbying fines, and they're going to have to start enforcing it in a tough way. And if players are okay with that, right? If players go, well, if you're not going to let me dab up the guys I'm playing, then I just won't play. Okay, bro, that's on you. And it's going to suck, and it's going to hurt everybody. The NBA is going to keep playing games, and we're going to keep watching, but not in as big numbers. In my opinion, the majority of players have been very, very good about following guidelines. You got a handful of them that don't. A handful of them, which in a league which has multiple players which routinely express that they think the globe is flat It doesn't shock me that there are a number of players that don't believe the pandemic
there,
is real.
There are rules at every job that certain people believe don't apply to them because they're above the rules. Do you know who I am kind of thing. The NBA is no different. The bigger stars, they are not going to be set upon by security if they get too close to someone. They're not going to say anything to LeBron. They're not going to say anything to KD. They're not going to say anything to Steph Curry. They're just not going to do that. Now, some bench player gets a little bit too close. Well, they'll tackle the guy.
All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. We're going to come back to that here in just a little while, but I want to run through the rest of the lunch breakdown before the segment comes to its stellar conclusion. Item number two, and I found this one interesting. If people have truly walked away from sports on television, if they have truly stopped watching sports on television, nobody gave that memo to football. Last week's television ratings are out. That would have been the last, Monday through Sunday night, I think. The playoff ratings are officially, the television ratings are officially out. The top spots from 1 through 6 all belong to football. And number 6 did over 2 million viewers more than the next closest show at number 7, which is the first non-football game to appear on this list. In fact, not only that, but a pair of pregame shows did more viewers than any non-sports show. Check out these rankings. First off, before I get into them, Lonzo, where do you think on this list of the past, say, week and a half-ish, for the week of January 11th through 17th, where do you think college football's national championship game checked in on this list?
Number 6.
Not quite that bad. Number 3.
Okay.
But here's the interesting thing about that. It's a good guess, and here's why. Here's what's interesting about that. The games that registered, the number one watched event on television for the week of 11 through 17 January was the NFC Divisional Round playoff game between Tampa and New Orleans that clocked 35.5 million viewers. The NFL's playoff game between Baltimore and Buffalo clocked 26.2 million. All right, 26.2 million for number 2, 35.5 million for number 1. The college football national championship game, Ohio State at Alabama down in the championship game. Number 3, 18.5 million viewers. Almost half, a little bit more than half, than the playoff game between Tampa and New Orleans, and 8 million less than Baltimore at Buffalo. At number 4, though, and this shocked my mind, you know, the college football national championship game on a Monday night doing half the viewers of Brady v. Breeze on a Sunday night is not completely mind-blowing, but this is. 18.5 million for college football's national championship at the third place. Number 4 with 18.3 million was the NFL pregame show on Sunday on NBC. The NFL's pregame show had less than 0.2 million less than the college football national championship game. So if I'm college football, I am very concerned about that, that the NFL's pregame show had almost as many viewers as my national championship game.
Well, you know, I get it, but at the same time, a lot of people believe that Alabama was going to do what they did, and maybe they just didn't watch, and maybe that's the reason why it was down.
Yeah, and on a Monday night, I'll give you every variable in the book. There's playoff fatigue from the same 3 or 4 teams getting in. It was on a Monday night.
And
this
was
a very lopsided title game.
Yeah,
I'll give you all the excuses.
And all the time in between the playoff game to the national championship game. There's a lot of
stuff. You had a week and a couple of days. I'll give you every variable's worth of credit on the books. But you got nearly doubled up by a divisional playoff round, and you squeaked by the NFL's pregame show. Not an NFL game. The pregame show. We talk about pregame. Not a game. Not a game we all know and love. We talk about pregame. Barely got by. We'll talk about that coming up in a little while on the show as well. And finally, item number three, Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, is on around the Carolinas. I've got three stories coming out of H-Town about Deshaun. One says Deshaun wants to leave. One says he is absolutely not being shipped out. And one says that there is another preferred potential destination for Deshaun, and it's not the Carolina Panthers. We'll run you through those three stories when we come back here in just a minute from now. My name is Rob Brown. Lonzo's on the ones and twos. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolling on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you. Thanks for joining us. 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on the radio.com app. Put it on all your digital devices. That was a remix. All your digital devices and listen to the station around the clock anywhere with a speaker and an internet connection. Plus, use our radio rewind feature to listen to every moment of the Rob Brown Show and Offsides with Mark Ryan if you miss a single moment. Plus, go to ESPNUpstate.com. Right at the top middle of the page, you're going to see the podcast session. Click right there, and you can download every hour of every local show commercial-free to listen to when and wherever you would like to. Take us with you to the gym, on your jog. If you're hanging out, picking up the kids outside of school one day, listen to us in your car with our podcast section. Download every hour of every local show and listen to it at your heart's desire. Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, is on right now. Three stories coming out yesterday about Deshaun Watson that Carolina Panthers fans may want to be paying attention to, as I still believe the Panthers are a legitimate possible landing spot for the quarterback of the Houston Texans and former Clemson man. So, yesterday, Texans legendary, Cowboys legendary wide receiver Michael Irvin spoke out. He said on the Radio.com NFL Insider Show that he truly believed that he is willing to move on from Houston. Michael Irvin spoke on whether Watson was just posturing or if he actually wants to be traded after the Texans interviewed Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. Irvin said he believes the hiring of Bieniemy could help save the team and repair the relationship with Watson, but that, quote, he would want to stay, but he's okay with moving, and that's the scary part, quote, end quote. So Michael Irvin says that the damage has been done and that Deshaun would be willing to move up from the Texans, but he did not go so far as to say that he demands to move on from the Texans, that he is pushing to move on from the Texans, which is somewhat interesting. I assume that Irvin and Deshaun Watson have some sort of relationship. Michael Irvin, certainly a guy that represents Texas sports very well. And even though the Texans are not Michael Irvin's team, it's still something that I would keep an eye on. So Michael Irvin says that Deshaun is not pushing to move on and went so far as to say that Deshaun would stay in Houston if the situation was right and the environment changed, but that, quote, he's okay with moving, end quote. The second story that came out yesterday was Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman, considered a leader of players within the NFL as a whole. Richard Sherman was asked his thoughts about Deshaun on the Chris Collinsworth podcast, and he said, quote, if I was Deshaun, I'd get out of Houston as quickly as possible. I'd head to New York, to the Jets, end quote. Asked why, he said, quote, decent offensive line. They have to find threats. They'd have to find offensive weapons. But I think there would be a lot more people excited to be there. I think the free agency market this year is going to be oversaturated because of the salary cap. But that's what I would do. I would be out of there on the first thing smoking. They say he's not answering any texts or calls. I wouldn't either. He's done everything. He's taken a beating for you guys and played efficiently. Sherman went on to add that despite the overall drop in performance from the Texans as a whole, none of that rubbed off on Watson's production. In fact, of the top five Pro Football Focus quarterbacks in their rankings, Watson is the only one that isn't currently in the NFL playoffs. The other four are, of course, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, all four of whom will be squaring off in the AFC and NFC championship games this weekend. And, of course, we all know the Texans weren't even close in pursuit of a playoff berth. According to the Pro Football Focus quarterback grades on the season, Aaron Rodgers had the best QB grade in the NFL this year at 94.5. Tom Brady, 92.6. Patrick Mahomes, 92.5. Josh Allen, 90.9. Again, the only guy that did not make the AFC or NFC playoff games with a rating that high, it was Deshaun, 92.5, tied for third. And according to Pro Football Focus's quarterback ratings, had a season equivalent to Patrick Mahomes and better than Josh Allen. So Richard Sherman, a guy who has a lot of influence in the league, says that if he was Deshaun Watson, he would be out of there. And many former players have, including Andre Johnson, former Houston Texans legendary wide receiver, Kenny Stills, former Houston Texans wide receiver, and a handful of other former Texans as well. Maybe not as notable as those two guys, but a number of Texans have said, hey, look, this organization is screwing the pooch, and Deshaun needs to go. And our final story, as we continue Deshaun Watch 2021, bum, 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 John McClain is a reporter down in Houston. He is a beat writer in Houston. He joined the Hockman and Crowder show from Radio.com earlier this week. And John McClain said that there is zero chance that Deshaun is getting sent out of Houston. That is contrary to many other reports that have said that there is a very good chance that Deshaun gets shipped out, and some reports saying that Deshaun has told people close to him that he knows he has played his last game as a Houston Texan. But John McClain is trying to shut down the rumors. He said, quote, he was never getting traded. He hasn't asked to be traded. And Nick Caserio, who comes from the Patriots, knows how important it is to have a great quarterback to achieve your goals. Until Deshaun tells us something definitive, it's all going to be a lot of conjecture. I'd say there is no way he is going to be traded. If you're interested in hearing the rest of what John McClain had to say, you can go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com. On our featured news section, there's an article entitled Texans Reporter Says Deshaun Watson Will Not Be Traded. You can click there and take a spin around the interview he did with Hawkman and Crowder. But so with all of that being said, Michael Irvin says Deshaun is willing to move on. He's not necessarily pushing for it, but unless the culture changes, he would be willing to move on. Richard Sherman, who again, a lot of ears stay tuned to what Richard Sherman has to say within the league. Richard Sherman is telling Deshaun, hey man, you got to get out. You gave everything to the Texans. They gave nothing to you in return. You got the hell beat out of you and performed, and they did not build a team around you. And John McClain, insider for the Houston Texans, covering the Texans down there in Houston, said he's never getting traded. He hasn't asked to be traded. And the new GM, Nick Caserio, who is, of course, from the New England Patriots, and one of the reasons they think he got brought in was because he knows the Patriot way, which is not necessarily something Deshaun loves, but it is something that Bob McNair, the owner of the Texans, loves. So with those three stories all thrown out there, Lonzo, in Deshaun Watch 2021, bump, bump, bum, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to side on, I guess it's John McClain saying that that he hasn't asked to be traded and he doesn't want to be traded, because I think this is a case where the sports media has decided, hey, Deshaun Watson is not happy. I still haven't seen anything, and it may be out there where Deshaun has come out and said, I don't like it here. I've not been treated well. I want to go somewhere where I can win. A lot of players do that. I haven't heard Deshaun Watson do that, so it just seems to be – seems to be a lot of speculation, and the fact that you read three different articles that say different things means somebody's making something up. Maybe there is some noise there, maybe there's not, but somebody's just speculating, and I would side on the guy that's on the ground and closest to the franchise on what he says.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to follow this story, obviously, and we have been following this story very, very closely, and we will continue to do so. But here's the thing, and we got a text in. I'm gonna run through the text here in just a second because I got a bunch of them. But the text line says, ESPN, Deshaun can demand whatever he wants. He won't get it. The Texans hold the power. He inked the contract. If they do move him, they will get a king's ransom and will win a Super Bowl within 4 years of moving him, similar to what the Cowboys did when moving Herschel Walker. I'm actually going to slightly disagree with you. Both the Texans and Deshaun hold a lot of power in this incident, right? Deshaun Watson can, if he wants, hold out. He won't get paid, but he can hold out and say, look, trade me or I'm not going to play. I'll take a year off. Is Deshaun Watson willing to do that? I don't know is the answer. But here's the problem. The problem that Deshaun Watson has with the team is the mismanagement of the team, including personnel. A lot of that is hooked to O'Brien. A lot of that is hooked to the former coach. But mismanagement of player personnel is one of Deshaun's biggest problems with the organization right now. So even if they get a king's ransom, and I agree with you, if they move Deshaun, they will get arguably the richest haul in any trade ever. Ricky Williams went to the Saints last year, and the Saints gave away 33 years worth of NFL draft picks in order to get him. This will be a more lucrative pull for Houston if they trade Deshaun. You're going to have probably 10 teams that are in the mix trying to outbid each other. Now, Here's why it's interesting. Because ultimately, Deshaun has to put pen to paper to approve the trade. So the Texans can't just ship him out to whoever they want to. They got to ship him out to whoever they want to get the richest haul from and that Deshaun signs off on. Deshaun's got himself in a bit of a grinder here because if Deshaun decides not to accept the trade, then he either has to play for the Texans again, which he's clearly unhappy with, or he has to hold out for a year and not get any money at all. And I'm assuming Deshaun's got a good financial advisor. He's probably set. He got a lot of that money up front when he signed that contract. But he's really put himself between a rock and a hard place on this one. I would say there's a little bit of power in the hands of the Texans and a little bit of power in the hands of Deshaun Watson. The problem is, even if the Texans, let's say, send him to Miami or Carolina or the Jets or wherever he ends up saying, I will go there and play football, even if they get a King's Hall, do you trust the Houston Texans right now to successfully manage a roster with a handful of new lucrative players on it? You're probably going to get two first-round picks plus a couple of second- or third-round picks plus a couple of starters, and I would assume a quarterback, whether it's Sam Darnold from the Jets, Teddy Bridgewater from the Panthers, Tua Tagovailoa from Miami. But those are all guys that are projects. Those are all guys that are projects. Do you trust the Texans to handle that the right way? Because frankly, I don't.
See, the problem is, though, where is Deshaun going to go where he can win? There isn't a team out there like Tampa Bay was for Tom Brady. There's not a team out there that he can go to that's really that much better than where he's at, which is sad. But so why would you move? Just for a change of scenery? If you're just going to go somewhere else and get beat up there? At least it's warm there or something. I don't know. Why would you go unless you're going to a team that's got some good players, that's got some talent that you have a chance to win? Or do you just look, if you're Deshaun Watson, and go, okay, out of these teams that are looking at me, which one has the best offensive line?
Well, you'll notice that all the teams that, and again, these are all reports, but all the teams that it's reported Deshaun is interested in either made the playoffs or were very close. Miami was one game out of the playoffs, have a lot of young talent, and a lot of people believe if it wasn't for the quarterback inconsistency, they would have made it. The Carolina Panthers, same story. Offensively, they got a bunch of weapons and a decent offensive line. They just didn't really have a great quarterback, and their defense fell apart in stretches down the line. If they bring in Deshaun, they can add some defensive free agents this year and probably field a pretty good team next year. Chicago Bears, they were in the playoffs this year. They've got weapons offensively. Again, quarterback inconsistency was the biggest issue that they had. The list of places that Deshaun reportedly is willing to go are all places that really are a quarterback away from being a pretty good football team. He's not going to accept a trade to the Jets, I don't think. He's not going to accept a trade to just some random one-off team.
You know, out of all those teams, what team has the best package that they could send for Deshaun Watson? And if you send as much as you have to get him, then you're going somewhere where you're going to be depleted.
No bias, the answer to me is the Carolina Panthers, which is why I have said the Panthers ought to be pushing hard for Deshaun. I think it's Carolina. You can send the 8th overall pick this year and probably a mid-round to late, 20-ish pick next year for Deshaun, plus a middle-round pick somewhere. Plus you send anybody that's not a wide receiver, Run CMC, or Jeremy Chinn. You send another starter or two along the lines. Free agency, I think, I agree with Richard Sherman on one thing. Free agency is going to be a buyer's market this year. There's going to be a ton of free agents this year because the salary cap came down. Guys are going to have to make room. The Saints are going to have to shed like 8 players. They got like $100 million in the hole in the salary cap. They're going to have to shed big-time players this year. Free agency is going to be a feeding frenzy this year. If I'm Carolina, I don't mind sending a couple of starters, Teddy Bridgewater, my first round this year, my first round next year, my fourth round this year, my fifth round next year, over to Houston in order to bring in Deshaun Watson. Same with Chicago, same with Miami. I make that move if I'm any of them. All right, let's do this. Let's take a real quick break when we come back here in just a minute. Got a bunch of texts from you guys over the past few minutes. We'll scroll through those and respond to them all coming up on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Check on the text line at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to us. We can read them on the air at ESPN. So, Rob, how are the spicy sweet chili Doritos? I have to tell you, I didn't get them yesterday, and here's why. Here's why. For dinner tonight, Lonzo, I have committed myself. I may even Facebook Live this during dinner tonight. But I have decided tonight I am going to try, and if I am getting trolled, I am going to look like an idiot, but I'm going to live my best life. We had a texter yesterday afternoon. If you missed the end of the show yesterday, Lonzo and I got into a discussion about what is the best flavor of Doritos and why is it Cool Ranch. So we had a guy yesterday who said that he would crush up the Doritos chips and then put them into a pepper grinder and then grind them onto his food, right? So I decided that for dinner tonight, Lonzo, I'm going to go get some ground beef, some good lean ground beef. I'm going to get a big bag of Doritos Cool Ranch. I'm going to crush them up, and I am going to attempt to use crushed up, grinded up, ground up Doritos seasoning into my ground beef and then turn them into burgers. And that's what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I have not stopped thinking about that conversation since we had it yesterday. And I'm jumping in headfirst into the deep end tonight into that theory.
But are you going all the way if you don't buy a pepper grinder?
What kind of heathen do you think I am? I own a pepper grinder.
Do you own it? Because you said you're going to crush them. You didn't say you were going to put them into pepper grinder.
So I'm going to pulverize them first, right? Like you would with.
Is this hand cranked pepper grinder?
It's like a foot and a half long, man. It's like one of those like Italian restaurant pepper grinders, man. What kind of heathen do you think I am? How else do you grind pepper onto a fresh salad, Lonzo? You know those fresh salads I eat once a year.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, I'm going to have to clean that pepper grinder out.
It
hasn't been used since I
moved
here. Yeah, man.
Why would you put pepper on salad for?
For flavor? Same reason you put it on everything else?
That's just weird.
So it's like peppercorn ranch, man. I'm just making your own peppercorn ranch. That's all.
Okay.
So anyway, crush the Doritos in the bag. Pour the seasoning into a pepper grinder. I'm going to use the pepper grinder to season the ground beef with, make myself a couple of burgers out of it. That's what I'm doing for dinner tonight.
But how do you know how much to put on the burger? Because it's your first time doing that. Because if you go too much, then you may have ruined the experience for yourself. And if you don't go enough, then the same thing can happen. What is the right amount to put on that burger?
I am likely going to do what I do when I try out new seasonings, which I do more often than I should. I will do what I do when I use most seasonings, which is I'll make three different burgers, right? I'll get enough meat for three different burgers. I will, ground up the beef, put a little bit in there, and then make a burger. And then I'll put a little bit more, and I'll make a burger. And then I'll put a lot, and I'll make the third burger. And then I'll try all three, and then I'll know which one is the right way to go. A little, enough, or a lot. And I suspect with the Cool Ranch Doritos, because I don't think the Cool Ranch is going to overpower the ground beef. So I think you can probably use a pretty healthy amount and get away with it.
So this is the Goldilocks method, I believe it's called.
And correct.
Here is the problem with that, though. If you take a bite out of one, then you get the little seasoning. That seasoning is going to be on top of the next one, and that seasoning will be on top of the next one. So you would have to eat something in between to kill the taste.
Palate cleanser.
Okay, what the heck is a palate cleanser? What are you doing with that?
A
Is it something alcohol involved or something?
No, okay. A palate cleanser is like, it's when you cleanse your palate with a big, like a bunch of ice water or something. You give yourself 2 or 3 minutes for your for that taste to completely leave your tongue. It's you do that when you're tasting anything. So I got to take you away. We got to get you cultured.
All right, so you've obviously put a lot of thought into this. So I cannot wait to hear about the results.
There are three things I don't screw around with in life: shoes, sunglasses, and food. That's my list. All right, let's see. ESPN, for the ratings in college football, do they add all the stations it was on? It was on ESPN, but also 5 to 6 other ESPNs, like the local Alabama radio feed was on another station, etc. Maybe that not that many watch the others, just curious. Yeah, that is the total compiled ESPN ratings. That is all their megacast coverage rolled into one, and they ended up with just 0.2 million viewers more than the NFL's NBC's Sunday pregame show. But yes, that is the combined ratings. At ESPN, so what does your meal plan have to do with my question on the sweet chili Doritos? You need to try them. Yeah, I was actually finishing up that. The answer is I'm getting a bag of those tonight too. And that'll be my after dinner snack. So I will have a full Doritos taste test rundown for you coming up on tomorrow's show. And finally, at ESPN, and Zoe, I got to tell you, I'm kind of in love with this one, too. You can also grind up Flamin' Hot Cheetos as a coating on chicken for fried chicken. I don't hate pulverized, grinded up Flamin' Hot Cheetos being added to the batter for some good fried chicken. I haven't fried my own chicken in a long time. But if I'm going to do it, that might have to be something else we run to. In fact, we may have to start doing like a stoner cooking with Rob segment once a week on the show. And we've got our first two right here.
You know, if we did that right, we could simultaneously cook the same thing. And I know a way we could do it live on the air.
All right, book
simultaneously.
It. Book it. I'm going to do the Doritos tonight. You and I are going to talk this weekend. We're going to figure out how to do that. And we are going to do a dual Facebook Live once a week where you guys send us something ridiculous to cook and Zoe and I do it. Is your family going to participate, Lonzo?
In eating or cooking?
Fair enough.
They've been a radio family for a long time, so yeah, I'm sure they're there for me.
All right, quick break back after this to wrap up hour one of the Rob Brown Show. It's ESPN Upstate. All right, let's wrap up hour number one. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the television ratings. College football got it handed to it by the NFL. The championship game versus pregame shows was a better comparison, plus some big-time NBA news and more. That's all in the second hour of the Rob Brown Show, next on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.